Knowledge Products presents Reflections on the Revolution in France by Edmund Burke.
The French Revolution is the most astonishing that has hitherto happened in the world. The most wonderful things are brought about in many instances by means the most absurd and ridiculous, in the most ridiculous modes, and apparently by the most contemptible instruments. Everything seems out of nature in this strange chaos of levity and ferocity, and of all sorts of crimes jumbled together with all sorts of follies. In viewing this monstrous tragicomic scene, the most opposite passions necessarily succeed, and sometimes mix with each other in the mind. Alternate contempt and indignations, alternate laughter and tears, alternate scorn and horror.
So wrote the Irishman Edmund Burke in his book Reflections on the Revolution in France, one of the most compelling political works ever penned. Edmund Burke, a statesman and longtime member of the British House of Commons, wrote his Reflections on the Revolution in France during the first half of 1790, long before the execution of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette, and long before the systematic violence of the Reign of Terror. When Burke wrote his Reflections, France was molding a constitutional monarchy, and bloodshed had been minimal as revolutions go. People, we